This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out today, but Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea joins me now to read through some of your recent feedback on our program. Hey there, Adam.
Hey, so back on Wednesday, we batted around a thesis posed by Boston Globe columnist Scott Kirshner, who complained that Boston is forever stuck in second-tier status among major American cities.
There's a lot of exciting stuff going on here, but we need to focus on the sectors where we can say Massachusetts is a world leader in this industry, and, you know, that's what attracts talent to the state, not saying, you know, oh yeah, we sort of have a financial services community here.
Now, Kirshner was mostly talking about the technology and entrepreneurship scene in Boston, but our listeners really took the whole second-tier city concept and ran with it at RadioBoston.org. So here now is a partial list of things that are wrong with Boston, according to you fine folks out there.
Fadila Reda says, although Boston boasts great natural and material gifts, its weakness lies in its lack of a heart and soul.
Listener Bees seconded that notion. Just because we have the MFA and BSO doesn't mean we have culture. The entire culture and society of Boston is catered to white Anglos and is very unwelcoming to diverse populations.
Dave Palmacci writes, Boston tries to be this great progressive city, but still has this Puritan, old-fashioned conservative leash on itself. Too much regulation, fear of change, and unwillingness to color outside the lines.
One of our regular commenters, John, simply quoted New York's perennial outsider political candidate, Jimmy McMillan, and his famous battle cry,
Rent! It's too damn high!
Listener Sarag agreed with that. People would be raving about how amazing Boston is if its cost of living were in line with its reality. Whatever its tier status, Boston has first-tier expenses. In my mind, cost may be the thing actually keeping Boston from developing the human and material capital it needs.
Well, that was uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
But listeners, the hard truth is always welcome at RadioBoston.org. Adam, thanks so much.
You bet.